Welcome to Maths Mastery, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE further mathematics. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most reliably tested topics in the OCR specification, cumulative frequency. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this topic will appear in your exam, and by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to nail every mark. So grab your pencil, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. What is cumulative frequency and why does it matter? Let's start with the big picture. In statistics, we often collect data in groups, things like the heights of 60 students or the times taken to complete a task. This group data is summarized in a frequency table, but a frequency table only tells you how many values fall in each group. What if you want to know how many students are shorter than 160 centimeters, or what the middle value, the median, actually is? That's where cumulative frequency comes in. Cumulative frequency is a running total. You add up the frequencies as you go through the table, group by group. The word cumulative literally means increasing by successive additions. Think of it like a snowball rolling downhill. It keeps picking up more snow as it goes. By the time you reach the last group, your cumulative frequency equals the total number of data values. This is important for the exam because OCR will test you on constructing the graph, reading values from it, and using those values to calculate statistical measures. It's a multi-step topic, which means there are multiple marks on offer and multiple places where candidates lose marks if they're not careful. Section 2, building the cumulative frequency table.
Before you can draw anything, you need to build your cumulative frequency table correctly. Let me walk you through this with an example.
Suppose 80 students sat a maths test, and the results are recorded in this grouped frequency table. The groups are 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, and 60 to 70. The frequencies are 5, 12, 18, 25, 14, and 6. Notice those add up to 80. That's your check. Now, to build the cumulative frequency column, you add up as you go. After the first group, 10 to 20, the cumulative frequency is 5. After the second group, 20 to 30, it's 5 plus 12, which is 17. After 30 to 40, it's 17 plus 18, which is 35. After 40 to 50, it's 35 plus 25, which is 60. After 50 to 60, it's 60 plus 14, which is 74. And after the final group, 60 to 70, it's 74 plus 6, which is 80. Your final cumulative frequency always equals the total, 80 in this case. If it doesn't, you've made an arithmetic error. Go back and check. Section 3, plotting the cumulative frequency graph. Here's where many candidates drop marks, and it's completely avoidable. The key rule is this. You plot your cumulative frequency values against the upper class boundary of each interval, not the midpoint, not the lower boundary, the upper boundary. So in our example, the upper boundaries are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and 70. You plot the points as 20, 5, 30, 17, 40, 35, 50, 60, 60, 74, and 70, 80. But wait, there's one more point you must include. You need to anchor the curve at the start. Before any data has been counted, the cumulative frequency is zero. So you also plot the point at the lower boundary of the first interval, in this case, 10, 0. This is where your curve begins. Candidates who forget this point leave their curve floating in midair, and they lose a mark. Once you have all 7 points plotted, join them with a smooth S-shaped curve. This is called an ogive. You can also join them with straight line segments, and OCR will accept that too. The key is that your curve or line must pass through each plotted point. Do not draw a line of best fit that misses the points. This is not a scatter graph. Section 4, reading off the median and quartiles. Now comes the interpretation, and this is where the real marks are earned. From your cumulative frequency graph, you can estimate the median, the lower quartile, and the upper quartile. Here's how. Your total frequency is 80. To find the median, you go to the halfway point, that's 80 divided by 2, which is 40. Draw a horizontal line from 40 on the cumulative frequency axis across to your curve. Then draw a vertical line down to the horizontal axis. The value you write off is your estimated median. For the lower quartile, also called Q1, you go to 1/4 of the total, that's 80 divided by 4, which is 20. Again, draw across to the curve, then down to the axis. For the upper quartile, Q3, you go to 3/4 of the total. That's 3 times 80 divided by 4, which is 60. Same process, across to the curve, then down. Here's the critical exam technique. Always draw your construction lines on the graph. a horizontal line across to the curve, and a vertical line down to the axis. OCR mark schemes specifically award a mark for showing these construction lines. If you just write down a number without showing you're working on the graph, you may lose that mark even if your answer is correct. Section 5, the interquartile range. Once you have your quartiles, calculating the interquartile range, the IQR, is straightforward. IQR equals the upper quartile minus the lower quartile. That's Q3 minus Q1. The IQR is a measure of spread. It tells you how spread out the middle 50% of the data is. A small IQR means the data is tightly clustered around the median. A large IQR means the data is more spread out. In exam questions, you'll often be asked to compare two data sets. When comparing, you should comment on both the average using the median and the spread using the IQR. For example, Class A has a higher median score of 48 compared to Class B's median of 42, suggesting Class A performed better on average. However, Class A has a larger IQR of 18 compared to Class B's IQR of 12, indicating that Class A's results were more varied. That kind of structured comparison is exactly what earns full marks on a comparison question. Section 6, estimating values greater than or less than a given value. Another common question type asks you to estimate how many values are greater than or less than a specific value. This is straightforward once you know the technique. If the question asks, estimate the number of students who scored less than 45 marks, you find 45 on the horizontal axis, draw a vertical line up to the curve, then a horizontal line across to the cumulative frequency axis. Read off that value, let's say it's 47. That's your answer. Approximately 47 students scored less than 45. If the question asks, estimate the number of students who scored more than 45 marks, you do the same reading, you get 47, but then you subtract from the total, so 80 minus 47 equals 33. Approximately 33 students scored more than 45. This subtraction step is where candidates frequently lose marks. They read the cumulative frequency correctly, but forget to subtract it from the total. Always reread the question carefully. Less than means you read directly from the graph. More than means you subtract from the total. Section 7, box plots. A closely related topic is the box plot, also called a box and whisker diagram. Once you have your median, lower quartile, and upper quartile from the cumulative frequency graph, you can construct a box plot. You'll also need the minimum and maximum values, which are usually given in the question. The box plot is drawn on a number line. You draw a box from the lower quartile to the upper quartile with a vertical line inside the box at the median. Then you draw whiskers extending from the box out to the minimum and maximum values. Box plots are powerful for comparing distributions visually. When two box plots are drawn on the same scale, you can immediately see which dataset has a higher median, which is more spread out, and whether the distributions are skewed. Section 8, exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks and how to avoid every single one. Mistake number one, plotting at the midpoint instead of the upper boundary. This shifts your entire curve to the left and means every value you read off will be wrong. Always identify the upper boundary of each class interval before you plot anything. Mistake number two, forgetting to start the curve at cumulative frequency zero. Your curve must begin at the lower boundary of the first class with a cumulative frequency of zero. Without this anchor point, you lose a mark for the plotting. Mistake number three, misreading the scale. Before you read any values from the graph, count the grid squares and work out what each small square represents. If the cumulative frequency axis goes from 0 to 80 and there are 8 large squares, each large square represents 10. If each large square has 5 small squares, each small square represents 2. Getting this wrong means all your readings will be off. Mistake number four, not showing construction lines. Draw them, always. A horizontal line to the curve, a vertical line down to the axis. These lines show the examiner exactly how you obtained your values, and they are explicitly credited in the mark scheme. Mistake number five, forgetting to subtract when asked for more than. Read the question carefully. If it says greater than or more than, you must subtract your cumulative frequency reading from the total. Section 9, quickfire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Question 1. Where do you plot the points on a cumulative frequency graph? Pause now. Answer. At the upper class boundary of each interval. Question 2. What is the cumulative frequency at the very start of the curve? Pause now.
Answer: 0. At the lower boundary of the first class interval. Question 3. To find the median from a cumulative frequency graph with 60 values, what cumulative frequency do you read across from? Pause now. Answer: 30, which is 60 divided by 2. Question 4. What is the formula for the interquartile range? Pause now. Answer: IQR equals upper quartile minus lower quartile, Q3 minus Q1. Question 5. A dataset has 100 values. You read that 63 values are less than 50. How many values are greater than 50? Pause now. Answer: 100 minus 63 equals 37 values. Section 10, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Cumulative frequency is about running totals. You build the table by adding frequencies cumulatively, plot the points at upper class boundaries, starting from 0, and join them with a smooth curve. From the curve, you read the median at n over 2, the lower quartile at n over 4, and the upper quartile at 3n over 4. Always show your construction lines. Calculate the IQR as UQ minus LQ. When comparing datasets, comment on both the median and the IQR. And when asked for more than a value, remember to subtract from the total. The memory hook to take away: think of the letters U, C, S, upper boundary, construction lines, subtract for more than. UCS, you see the marks. That's it for today's episode. You've covered everything OCR expects from this topic, from construction right through to comparison. Practice drawing and reading cumulative frequency graphs. The more you do it, the faster and more accurate you'll become in the exam. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode of Maths Mastery.